The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas, reading from the North Carolina Service, and for the next half hour, I will be continuing to read in the fall edition of U.S. Veterans Magazine. We're going to start off with Brief Guide to Veteran Perceptions in the Workforce. If you are an owner of a business, regardless of size, you are vested in the ability to have the best available talent at a competitive price point so that your business can remain profitable. That's why you are perhaps someone who works for you goes through hundreds of resumes and interviews to achieve that goal. Veterans are often touted as the ideal employee for several reasons. However, is that really the case for your business? Let's dive into the advantages and drawbacks, real or imagined, of having a veteran in your workforce. And for the veterans out there, some advice on how to become the best possible candidate. Pros: discipline and work ethic. Perhaps one of the biggest advantages that you will have when hiring a veteran for the job is their discipline and strong work ethic. The typical contract for a first-time service member is 8 years. During the first term, they complete intensive training and drilling to hone the skills of their respective military occupational specialty, or MOS. This is especially true during times of war. Instillment of discipline, strong work ethic, and moral values through military service are the hallmark of what makes veterans reliable employees and employers. Let's be real. No successful business owner likes to babysit or micromanage their workforce. Problem-solving skills. Veterans are highly adapted at learning new skills and technologies for any occupation they pursue. The ability to perform and solve and adapt something that you can't learn in a traditional school or university is accomplished by constantly being put in high-stress scenarios during training exercises. This approach is deliberate so that the service member does not freeze up. It forces them to think outside of the box and adapt to constantly changing situations, thereby overcoming challenges and achieving the mission objective. Veterans possess this skill set from their time in service, which differentiates them from those who did not serve. A recent article published by Vice stated that 6 in 10 college graduates are fired within a few months for being unprepared for the workforce, with 34% of these having inadequate problem-solving abilities and 46% lacking professionalism. Tax incentives. Does anyone here enjoy paying taxes? No. Don't think so. Guess what? Business owners are the same. While hiring trustworthy employees does offset your workload and allows the business owner to focus on other more pressing matters, employees are expensive. This is especially the case when you include 401k match programs, paid sick and vacation leave, medical, dental, and vision insurance. The U.S. sees veterans as a special category workforce and provides various tax incentives and credits for hiring veterans. These incentives offset a considerable part of your expenses, particularly when onboarding and training a new employee. As the adage goes, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Cons: skill translation. There is a language and culture gap between civilian and military environments. Thanks to Hollywood, most employers think there are only 4 ranks in the military: general, colonel, sergeant, and private, with a very vague understanding of the responsibilities of each rank. So when you start incorporating military lingo into your resume building, many employers will be turned off by them, especially if you have to explain each one of your bullet points. These employers have hundreds of resumes and interviews to go through. Having to translate each of your skill sets will do nothing but irritate them, making them not want to hire you. Here's some advice. Get a professional resume writer. There are plenty of nonprofits out there that help veterans for free. Or if you don't want to do that, then use Google or AI to help you translate your proficiencies on paper so that a civilian employer with no military background can understand the valuable skills you have gained during service. Concern about deployments. This is one of the biggest challenges faced by veterans, particularly when it comes to National Guardsmen or reservists. Excuse me. Employers value consistency and reliability in the workforce, allowing them to focus on other, more pressing matters and grow their business. Having to constantly wonder whether an employee will be deployed, especially during wartime, is understandably a burden no one wants. Advice. Be upfront about your military status and your chances of deployment. Many employers will be willing to take on this burden, especially if you prove early on that you are a reliable and efficient employee. Most employers would rather be inconvenienced for a short duration than go through rounds of hiring, firing, and layoffs due to performance issues. You can also turn this into a positive, as many veteran-owned, veteran-friendly employers know your value and would prefer to hire a veteran versus Joe Schmo off the street. Stereotypes. Employers familiar with military culture often describe veteran candidates as rigid or overly direct. This misunderstanding can lead to assumptions that veterans are difficult to train or may struggle to adapt to workplace culture. Advice. Do your research before you apply for the job. That being said, employers across the U.S. have generally positive views of veterans, so out of the three on the list, this one is going to be the least of your worries. Everything in life, every job decision, profession, and even relationship comes with its pros and cons. Simply wearing a uniform and serving your country doesn't guarantee that others will always view you positively as a veteran. That's just reality. That said, the advantages of hiring veterans far outweigh the drawbacks. Veterans possess a rare ability to adapt under pressure, overcome obstacles, and work independently with little supervision, traits that are increasingly hard to find. As a result, many companies across the country actively seek out veteran candidates. Add to that the substantial tax incentives available from both state and federal agencies, often saving employers tens of thousands of dollars, and it's clear why veterans often stand out above civilian applicants. So what are you waiting for? Get after it. Next article, what we can learn from stressful environments. High performance demands high recovery. It's a truth. I learned not just through theory, but also through sweat, sacrifice, and some serious setbacks. As a track athlete training for the Olympic and Paralympic Games, I quickly learned that it wasn't the hardest workouts that made me great. It was how well I recovered from them. Our coaches built this into our training cycle. We called it periodization, 3 weeks of intense loading followed by 1 week of offloading. That light week wasn't optional. It was strategic. Because if you couldn't recover, you couldn't train at full capacity. And if you couldn't train fully, you couldn't compete at your highest level. Recovery involves massages, long naps, low-stress reading, active recovery swims, and dedicated downtime. That rhythm sustained performance. This same principle applies to leadership. Burnout does not happen because work is too hard. It happens because rest is too rare. In the Army, after intense field duty, full of tactical movements, zero sleep, and high-stakes decisions, we didn't just roll into the next mission. We debriefed. We cleaned gear, and then our commanders told us to take leave, sometimes for 2 weeks, sometimes a whole month. The goal? Reconnect with family. Reacclimate into daily life. Breathe. That rhythm wasn't just military training. It was intentional humanization after high-stress performance. Now, as a professional speaker, I can apply the same discipline. My inventory are the days in the calendar year. I speak 50 times a year, and I am the road for around 100 days, a third of the year. That doesn't account for prep days, travel days, or days I return exhausted. So my team and I do something different. We block every time on the calendar before the year starts. Every October, we take key dates off the inventory. They're untouchable. These aren't vacations or rejuvenation blocks. Rest, when scheduled, becomes a strategic, not reactionary approach. When I served as CEO of the amputee coalition that recovery discipline paid off, I'd carved into my leadership DNA, thankfully, long before I ever had a title. My mornings between 6:00 and 7:30 were non-negotiable. Pool time, no meetings, no calls, no emails. Just focus on emotional, mental, and physical well-being. The team knew it. It was respect and respected it. Some might ask, who's working at that hour? Remember, we operate in a global economy. Time zones blur the boundaries. If you don't protect the most critical hours, others will overrun them. I know. I've been guilty of answering emails at midnight, but I've also seen the consequences. And I've learned if I don't pause, I can't lead. The way we're working isn't working, writes Tony Schwartz in his book by the same name, which helps us understand that we don't run like machines. We're human, which means we operate best when we pulse between effort and renewal. We're neglecting the four core drivers of high performance: physical sustainability, emotional security, mental expression, and spiritual significance. If any of those run on empty, we're not firing on all cylinders. It's not about grinding out longer hours. It's about recharging the right energy in the right rhythm. That's the real key to sustained success. This recharge aligns with what athletes, soldiers, and top executives know intuitively. Performance without renewal leads to collapse. I said it on LinkedIn recently, and it bears repeating here. Resetting is not quitting. It's not giving up. It's a power move, a conscious decision to recharge so you can return with clarity, energy, and renewed purpose. I used to believe hustle culture was the gold standard. Grind harder, sleep less, and success will follow. But when I lost my leg, I didn't hustle forward blindly. I paused. I reevaluated. And from the space of rest, I rest my entire life. That break didn't weaken me, it launched me. It made space for Paralympic medals, a new speaking career, and a deeper understanding of resilience. Look, I do not always get it right. In fact, at the end of 2024, I was moving too fast and my body slowed me down. I became very sick, and even as I write this now, my body has not fully recovered. Our bodies know when to slow down. Today, I reset often. I walk in nature, travel with my wife, Alice, meditate, pause to breathe, and swim. These practices aren't indulgence, they're investments. Space creates vision. When I rest, I return with clear goals, better decisions, and the ability to move with intention instead of exhaustion. As a leader, your calendar reveals your values. Pull it up. Look at it day by day, week by week, month by month. Where is your recovery? Because if it's not there, burnout is. And here's the challenge. Don't just schedule recovery for yourself. Lead your teams to do the same. Model it. Protect it. Encourage it. Because a burnt-out team cannot sustain brilliance. But a rejuvenated one? That team innovates, executes, and inspires. I know we want to lead with grit. But grit without grace in recovery is a grind without growth. Recovery isn't weakness. It's wisdom. Whether you're in C-suit or just getting started, what separates champions from the average isn't just effort, it's sustainable effort. It's knowing when you push and when to pause, and it's making those pauses just as sacred as the hustle. So here's your next play. 1, schedule recovery like it's a board meeting. 2, protect your time like it's your top client. And 3, teach your team that performance depends on pause. That's how you go from burnout to brilliance. That's how you lead like a champion. 2025 top veteran-friendly franchises. Number one, J-Dog Brands, and it is junk removal and carpet cleaning. Two, Snap-on Tools, mobile automotive tools. Three, Dunkin', as in Dunkin' Donuts, food and beverage. Two Men in a Truck is number four, moving services. Number five, the UPS store, shipping and business services. Number six, Dream Vacations, industry is travel leisure. Mathanasium, educating and tutoring. Fast Signs, signage and visual communications. Home Investors is real estate investment. Pinch a Penny Patio Pool Spa, pool and outdoor living services. This article is entitled Veteran Finds New Mission Helping Families Through Care Patrol. Mack Trail's path to businesses, to business ownership is rooted in service, both to his country and his community. A U.S. Navy veteran and entrepreneur, he now leads Care Patrol of Macomb, a senior care placement franchise in Michigan. His military background guides his work with families facing difficult care decisions. For Trail, this business isn't just a career. It's a continuation of his service driven by personal experience and a desire to give back. I opened Care Patrol of Macomb in November 2021 because I wanted to make a meaningful impact on families navigating senior care decisions. Helping seniors and their families during an emotional and challenging time is my calling. I personally experienced how overwhelmingly this process can be when helping a family member find care in Detroit. That experience gave me the passion I have today to guide families through these difficult transitions with trust and compassion. I come from a family of service. My grandfather served in World War I with the Gordon Highlanders, the Scottish Regiment. My father in World War II with the U.S. Navy, uncles and cousins in Korea and Vietnam. Myself during the Cold War, 1980s, that was me also. And my sons most recently in both U.S. Navy and Air Force. I joined out of tradition, a desire to serve our country, and for the experience, even adventure. I enlisted at 17 years old with my parents' permission. The military experience generally taught discipline, focus, attention to detail, and the ability to operate under significant stress at a very young age. The objective of the operations specialist is to collect, assimilate, and dissimulate crucial information in battle situations dealing with aircraft, ships, and submarine movements. You had to be able to process information and provide specific information and results under extreme duress. Quitting wasn't an option. These experiences directly translate to success professionally. Because I knew what I wanted, the experience was not pretty sure I would transition back to civilian life rather than pursue a military career. I didn't really face inordinate challenges, nothing negative. When I exited active duty, I did remain in reserve status, which bridged the gap between full-time military and civilian life. I maintained the connection. All of the qualities that I described above, when applied as a 21-year-old in civilian life, provide a significant competitive advantage to the attainment of career goals. I served as an operations specialist, second class in the U.S. Navy for 6 years. In that role, I had to make quick, strategic decisions, stay organized, and work as part of a team under pressure. Those same skills are critical in business ownership, whether it's problem solving, managing multiple responsibilities, or leading a team. My military experience taught me discipline, adaptability, and the importance of serving others, all of which helped me in my work with families today. The importance of having organizational structure and clearly communicating it with the expectations of consistency every time is something I carry with me. Equally important is giving respect and expecting it in return, while accepting that people can be unique and different, but not allowing personality to impede mission objectives. I also understand the importance of planning for a decision while staying calm in a crisis when the plan doesn't go as expected. You cannot hold someone accountable unless you've given them the appropriate tools and authority to accomplish a task. Finally, trust in both word and action is essential. You have seen a side of humanity that most Americans will hopefully never experience. Your appreciation for what we have is tangible, but not theory. When you serve your community, you have a greater appreciation as to why. As a service members, we all write a blank check. Mine was returned uncashed and with interest. I was lucky to be able to come home, start a family that is now at the stage of giving me grandchildren. When I think of all my fellow veterans who gave their lives for our country, I measure that against what I have been given and seek to serve my community with the understanding and appreciation. Helping families create and protect their legacy is my passion. Senior care decisions are deeply personal and often overwhelming. I love being a trusted resource that families can rely on. I've been in their shoes, so I understand the emotions involved. Knowing that I can provide guidance and peace of mind to families during such an important time is incredibly fulfilling. Next article is a veterans e-commerce startup strategy by Rob Woolson. Starting an e-commerce business after military service isn't a shortcut. It's a mission. Veterans should begin laying the groundwork 18 to 24 months before selling their first product. Google doesn't care how good your product looks or sounds. What matters is time in grade, how long your website has existed, how often it's updated, and how much content is published. Just like in the military, you don't get promoted until you earn time in grade and time in service. I'm Rob Woolson, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who transitioned to a 24-year career in the FBI as a special agent. After 6 years in the Marines, I used my Montgomery GI Bill to earn a bachelor's degree, then began my service with the Bureau. Today, I'm documenting my startup journey into e-commerce. Every step, every challenge, every failure, before every victory, this isn't a polished success story. It's a blueprint, and you can follow along, too, by visiting WillisCandleShop.com blog, CEO tracking blog. In my life, it may feel like a losing battle, trying to compete with websites that have been around for 5 or 10 years, but they often lack momentum. Most don't update product pages, post new blogs, or optimize the search engine optimization. That's your edge. With consistent publishing, backlink, building, and SEO, your new site can outperform theirs. Start your push early and sustain it for at least 2 years. During that time, publish a blog weekly and get 5 quality backlinks monthly. More if affordable. Rhino Rank backlinks range from $55 to $200. Once you gain traction, maintain monthly blogs and acquire 2 to 3 quality backlinks quarterly. Don't stop. Shift into a new term content rhythm. This pace builds lasting trust with Google. Form your LLC at least 30 months before you plan to operate or separate. It secures your brand. My business name, Willis Candle Shop, includes a keyword, Candle Shop, searched 6,600 times monthly in the U.S. If people can't instantly tell what you sell from your domain, you've lost them. I use Shopify's capital theme and basic plan, $320 a year, which beats monthly pricing. Don't wait for perfection. Launch early. Even without products, I lost 12 months of time in grade by waiting to launch. Don't make that mistake. I use Avada SEO Suite, Uber Suggest, Ahrefs, Judge.me for reviews, and Hulk Apps. Only use apps built for Shopify. For every page, product titles under 60 characters, 600 plus words in description section with key keywords you've researched through Uber Suggest for monthly search volume and SEO difficulty scores. Meta description. Short URL slug. Example, https://WillisCandleShop.com/product/chocolate-vanilla-candle 10 ounce. Our chocolate candle is one of our greatest smelling candles for home decor ambiance. It features a crackling wood wick and is hand-poured in our scented candle shop. Pairing keywords like scented, candle, and candle shop expands reach. Google recognizes both. I went from 17 to 117 index pages in Google Search Console in 4 months. Blogs should be 600 plus words. Link internally to products or collections. Link externally, YouTube or backlink sources. Refresh monthly, 2 to 3 new sentences help. The tools I use are Google Search Console, Shopify Basic Plan, Uber Suggest, Ahrefs, Avada SEO Suite, SEO on Blog, Judge Me, Hulk Apps, ChatGPT Plus, Voice In, Canva Pros, and signs.com. If your vehicle doesn't show your business name, you're missing free advertising. Every time you drive or park, people see it. Mine says Willis Candle Shop. Add QR codes to your vehicle decal and every display, people scan instead of typing URLs. I picked Rhino Rank after comparing 5 vendors. They offer curated guest posts and visual links. My rep offered free Zoom calls. I started with curated links, adding 28 from Rhino Rank and 9 myself, boosting my domain rating from 0 to 35 in 4 weeks. The natural pace earns SEO credits. Too many at once triggers penalties for unnatural link farming. It doesn't appear natural. Startup conversion rates, sales, average 2%. With 20,000 visits a month, that's 400 transactions. If the average order is 2 candles, that's 800 candles, and an $8,000 profit. Once established, conversion may reach 5%. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This podcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time, and happy Thanksgiving.